It was just starting to snow when Lisa and her mother got off the bus in front of the theater. Lisa held Corduroy tight as they walked up the steps. She had never been to a big theater like this before. Neither had Corduroy. They had come to see a performance of Mother Goose Rhymes. In the lobby, people were picking up tickets. Ushers handed out programs. A brass chandelier hung from the ceiling that was painted with clouds. Suddenly, the lights flickered on and off. "That means the play will start in a few minutes. We should find our seats," said Lisa's mother. Lisa held her mother's hand a little tighter and held Corduroy a little closer. The usher took their tickets and showed them where to sit. "The seats are so soft," said Lisa. She put Corduroy on her lap and looked through the program. Right before the play started, a very tall man sat down in front of Lisa.
"Mommy,"
Lisa whispered to her mother,
"I can't see."
"Here, dear," said her mother, "we can fold our coats together and you can sit on top of them." When Lisa stood up to sit on the coats, the orchestra started to play. She forgot all about Corduroy. He slipped off her lap and fell underneath the seats in front of them.
"Now I can't see anything," said Corduroy. "Maybe if I got closer to the music, I could see the stage."
He peeked down the aisle and saw some stairs. When Corduroy got to the top step, the big red curtain went up and up and up. Corduroy was so startled that he lost his balance and tumbled into the orchestra pit. He looked around at all the musicians and thought,
"This is a good spot to hear the music, but now I can't see the stage at all."
At the back of the orchestra, there was a tall set of drums. "Maybe if I sat up there, I would have a better view," he thought. Quietly, he crawled through the orchestra, past feet, between instrument cases, and around music stands toward the drums.